Hello everyone. To celebrate the launch of my new book, The Galway Connemara, please enjoy this sneak peek of the audiobook edition. You can buy the paperback, hardcover, ebook and audiobook on my website, elainehealybooks.com. The Galway Connemara is inspired by Black Beauty and it follows the life of an Irish Connemara pony called Lear. The story is told in his own words. I hope you like it.
Chapter 6. My new home was a busy village not far from Limerick. At least that is what my new field mate told me. Dougal was the first Shetland pony I had ever met. He was a small, stocky bay pony who knew, it seemed at the time, everything. When I arrived shaking and scared, he immediately started to help me settle in. He showed me around our large paddock, the apple tree that hung over one of the stone walls between us and the churchyard next door. He brought me over to the field shelter we had, and told me who lived in the array of little stone houses we could see. There were two stables, he explained, in a neat little yard behind the shelter, but they were rarely used unless the weather was very bad or there was an injury. To that end, he told me never to try and scramble over the wall into the church. I had no intention of doing so, but his warning removed any doubt I may have had. We used the yard mostly for grooming, being cooled off on hot days, and for farrier, dentist and vet visits. Dougal explained that I was, in fact, very lucky. Our human Lucy, he said, was very kind, gentle and above all, very knowledgeable. She had adopted Dougal from her husband's aged aunt. But she longed to be able to ride again, and so had found me. He said not to worry, though. Everything I thought I knew about riding and backing would be very different with Lucy. This made me feel much better, and I found myself keen to know more. I asked him what he meant, but he said I should wait and see. We had a great many visitors to the paddock. Every day a parade of small children would appear to brush, pet and sometimes ride on Dougal, if he had a mind to be caught, that is. I decided I loved the children, and would always let them catch me. They were young and keen, and I saw myself in them. They often brought us treats, though Lucy would insist they put them in rubber buckets for us to have after we had worked. Sometimes they would tickle and scratch me over the fence. I would stand for as long as they chose to be there, bathing in the attention. Lucy would often show the children how to do things with Dougal, and after I arrived, with me too. She would show them how a hoofpick worked and how to do something called groundwork. I wasn't sure what it was at first. My only training had been lunging and the horrible loose jumping, but Dougal was right, Lucy's training was different. She would often take us for walks around the village to see things. Sometimes I would go with Dougal, especially if something new or scary had appeared. One morning I remember seeing workmen for the first time, with their high-vis vests, vans, coils of blue pipe and traffic lights. Lucy assured me these were all fine, but I was still glad that Dougal was there and wasn't worried by it all. She let me watch them for a while, so I could understand they meant no harm. The next morning when I walked past them, I barely gave them a second thought. I soon learnt that Lucy was training me, but in my own time. We often worked in the paddock, with the children crowding around to watch too. Lucy would demonstrate what to do with Dougal. The first time this happened, Lucy put Dougal in a rope halter and walked away with him walking beside her shoulder to shoulder. When she stopped, he stopped. When she turned, he mirrored her. She then produced a small stick. At first, I was afraid after my encounter with the whip when jumping, but Dougal stood while Lucy ran it all over him. She then touched him very gently just behind where the girth would sit and said, "Over." He swung his hind quarters to the rapturous applause of the children and was given a scratch. Then it was my turn. Lucy put me in the halter, and we walked around, me trying to follow her. Sometimes I would get too close and she would look at me, stand up taller, and slowly raise an arm into the air as if to make herself look bigger. I'd put my head up in surprise and back away from her, but I quickly learned this meant I was just too close, not that she was going to hurt me. When she stopped walking, I learned to stop walking too. When she started walking, I did too. It felt like we were connected, walking shoulder to shoulder together. Then she began touching me gently with the stick, and I became less afraid of that too. After our training, I would be left alone in the paddock with Dougal. I liked this. It gave me time to be me, and to think about what we had been doing, and make sense of it. Dougal would explain things too. That was helpful, especially with the long lines. These were two long ropes that attached to my bridle and passed down my sides through a roller around the space where a saddle would sit. Lucy would then follow behind me using the long ropes to guide where I should go. The signals were confusing at the start, but I figured them out quickly as I knew the words she was saying from our groundwork. Dougal said it was a great way for me to see things without needing him or Lucy right beside me, since he might not be with me on a ride and Lucy would be on my back. I understood that, and so tried my best when we went for walks that way. The groundwork and walks became our daily play. Lucy took me through woods, over little streams and past smells and sights that I had never known existed. Some were beautiful and some were scary, but I began to realize I was safe with her. It made me feel brave and bold, like I could do anything so long as I could hear the calm, steady tone of her voice. If she wasn't afraid, I didn't need to be either. In the paddock, Lucy began to teach me about moving my hindquarters and shoulders, using only the rope halter and her voice. I had already learned to follow the feel of the lead rope when it was slack. Sometimes she would touch the part of my body she wanted me to move, and sometimes, if I was already walking, she would lift the lead rope at just the right moment to ask one of my feet to step sideways a little as it was just leaving the ground. She had really good timing, so that really helped me to feel that I was in balance. Dougal said this would be very useful later, as I would be able to maneuver around better when opening and closing gates while being ridden. I learned to back up too. This would also be useful when I was out hacking around, Dougal said. Dougal really seemed to know a lot. When Lucy began asking me to move over, she would first gently touch my shoulder to move my front leg sideways and then touch behind my girth to move my hind leg sideways. Then she would wait a few moments patiently while I figured it out. She was never in a hurry. But eventually, as I understood more of what she was asking, I, just like Dougal, could do it with only one touch at the girth area. I was very proud the first day I did it that way. When you teach a horse, you're not making them do something, Lucy would say to the children. You are actually helping your horse to do something. The fact that Lucy asked and encouraged made a huge difference in my world. My only sorrow was that I couldn't tell my Nana that I was safe and in good hands. I wondered sometimes about my old field mates. Where were they? Did they have a Lucy? Lucy gave me something else other than the training I would have liked to tell Nana about. She gave me a stable name, at least the first one I ever had. Ashin Lear's Storm, she had read from my passport. I flicked my ears at her. Well, I think we should call you Lear then. God of the Sea, a special name for a special horse. One morning Lucy brought me over to a wooden block that sat in the yard. She called it a mounting block. She had me stand beside it and wait a few moments. When I moved forward, she asked me to go back, and I did. Then Lucy praised me, and we went for our usual walk. This happened for several days, until one morning she climbed onto the block. I tried to look up at her puzzled, but she asked me to step over. Remembering what I was taught, I did this. Lucy bent down and scratched my withers. I loved it so much, sheer bliss. Withers are a spot you can never reach on your own, and no roll is as good at getting rid of any itches there as a nice scratch. I'd have stood there forever letting her scratch there. Soon enough, though, we were off on our walk. It was only later I came to realize she had taught me to stand at a mounting block.
Thanks for listening. You can buy the paperback, hardcover, ebook, and audiobook on my website at elainehaneybooks.com.